Today is Chafetz Chaim Shivat, Tavshin Samaches. It is February 3rd, 08, Rav Shmuel 1st, continuing the Shiur and contemporary halachic issues.
First topic of this year to discuss today is eating fish together with milk. With milk, or with cheese, or with butter, if that's permissible or not. We all know the halacha in your day, Sim Kufta Zayin, is the halacha that you now have fish with meat. Sakana, Nei Sakana, or Shailovitz. We're not going to know that today. If there's a mocker for the people who are machmer not to have fish with milk or with cheese or with butter, or there's no mocker the cloud. The tour in Yeridea and soon Pei Zayim says Dogim v'chagovim mutal ochem u'cholov. The Torah speaks out that fish and grasshoppers you're allowed to have together with milk. You're allowed to have with milk. And Samnik speaks out to Beis Yosef. He says the Beis Yosef writes immediately. He says the Gemara Chulin Kofkim on Beis says Basa. You're not allowed to cook with milk, but Nogin Chagav Mizmuta. That's he quotes the Gemara Chulin Kofkim on Beis. But he ends off, the Beis Yosef ends off, he says, in Kol Malkon, Ein Lechol, the Cholov, you shouldn't have fish with milk, and there's the Kana. Kamosh Nisbar, Baruch Chaim, Sim and Kufayin Gimel. Like it says in Sim and Baruch Chaim, Kufayin Gimel. And the same thing to Lavush, in Yerdea, the Sim Pei Zayim Bizaam, this Halacha Ladina. So you now have milk with fish, it's sakana. The Daki Moshe in Sifkon Dalad, Daki Moshe says, this is a quote, I'm quoting what he says, Lo Yisei Meyomai, Nisarim is there. Again, he says, I never saw him be nizah with meat, with milk, with fish. The gambar chaim ain ella laichlai, all ella laichlai the basa the shuk sakana. It's only to have fish and meat the sakana. Al b'chol of shoy, chaynira shinsav or rab basa chol. It got mixed up in the printing, whatever it is. Basa b'chol of really should say basa, not chol of. That's what Ramon says. In the Daki Moshe says which is Ramah. The sentence speaks out the Taz in Yerdei Simpei Zayin Sifkot Gimel and Shach and Sifkot Hey. The Avada is a toy Seif in the Beis Yosef because over there Sim Kufan Gimel is all talking about with Dagrin with Sakana Batchalav or Shemano or Reino or Shemano or Reino. We never saw anyone ask such a thing. That's what the Shach speaks out here in Sifkon Hei. And he brings a raya from the Gemara Mitzachim. Gemara Mitzachim, my Bava Mbe says that the one song says that by baked fear, fish with meat and Tana Echad, you're not allowed, if you cook fish together and meat in the same oven, you're not allowed to eat it, the fish, you're not allowed to eat fish with milk. So Rice says that without this, that's more. If I cook meat and fish in the same oven, different pots, but in the same oven, you're not allowed to fish with milk. That's what the Gemara says. And Sachem I involve on base. So Mashma says the Shach. If I want to cook the fish together with meat in the same pot, I can have a milk. So Vice is going to have Dogum Cholov. Not a Chloraya, but just being a Shtikar Raya, it's not 100% Raya because it says Rachazet, it's not together. But that's the Raya the Shach brings down. So Vice is no Sakana. The Prisha in Sifkan Ches, the Prisha speaks out, brings another Raya from Gemara Chulin and Kofi Al from the base. Gemara Chulin says that Dogum Sha'olu B'Kaira, Mutal Achim in Kaisach. If let's say fish you put on the same plate you're allowed to eat on a fleshy kaplayt, you're allowed to eat the fish together with cheese. So also mashma is no issa. So these are the rayas that being why there's no problem whatsoever to have milk together with fish. The Yad Yehuda and Surah Pezayin and Kata Sifron, Yad Yehuda is a famous sefer in Europe. All Rabbanim used to say for Yad Yehuda. It was like today you use the Mishnah Berurah on first Chag Yedeya. The Yad Yehuda was the most popular sefer in Europe. That's what all the Rav told me. So it's on Yad Yehuda, Sim Pezayin, Kata Sifron, Yud being down that Achrenim say that you're not allowed to have fish with milk. But however, you're allowed to have together with butter, with davar she'ema yisrael b'divrei chazal. He says there's no yisrael b'divrei chazal. Rak mehilchos ha'raitim and hakol fi amokim v'hazman and all now places the same. Shalom b'teva. So in Mela, he says it's not usher. There's no yisrael. It's only not sadur fua. But it has nothing to do with halacha. Halacha is mutter. Depends where you live, what country, what environment, whatever it is. It completely depends on that. But stamos are good. But and din, there's no issue to have fish together with cheese. Dorcha shulchan in Yeridea and Simon Pezayin Sifkan Tezvah says it's pshita. You're allowed to cook fish with milk and eat it, and that's the minute b'chol tzvut tisrael. And some people want to be the kind this minute to be machma because they said they found a sifri for the sakana to have dog or fish with milk. And it's not like that. Ben Chaya, he said, he brings down a Ben Chaya that says sakana, dog and gvina, a mizah. He says it's saras, but it could be saras. And that's it. But Ramaisa, as hilcha, there's no problem. It says, "Let's find the chosh." The Hamel said, "There's no one that's chayshish for this, and Mela, there's no problem. You're allowed to have fish with milk or any milk product, and there's no kapeda whatsoever." His ketshuba or in Sim Peizayin Sifkat and Tez, he brings on Shitas and Machmir, but he ends up the Idna the Chol or Adam the Vashim Dogim and Chala the Kimin the Dash Beirabim. Everyone does it, so you're allowed to have your bagels with cream cheese and lox together. There's no problem whatsoever. He says Kimin. I'm just quoting the Pesach Tshuva here. Kimin Dash Beirabim. There's no problem. Okay. The Ben of Bechaya in Parshas Mishpatim. This week's Parshas Mishpatim. And Perek Gimel Pasuk Yutes, he says like this. This is Lashon. Chen Das Haroifim, the Taruv is dog, the Gvina, Shesvashu Keechad, Shemayda Tchunas Rav, the Chayli Tzaras. If someone has fish and Gvina together, the Shesvashu together, it's Mayda. This is Lashon of Ben of Chaya. This week's Parsha. It brings a teva Tchunas Rav, the Chayli Tzaras. Agav, I saw a Marek Siyah, the Yavitz in the end of Kufayin Gimel, in the end of the sermon, he says, he brings out this Ben Rechaya, so he says, I don't know if he means it as a shtar, I don't know if he means it, he says, this is the Russian he uses, Ulam Das Arefnihi, Laimi Das Chachmi Solamra. That's the Russian the Yavitz says. It's not Das Arefnihi, but the Chachmi Sol didn't hold of this. Okay, so Medo came out, all price can speak out, clearly there's no problem to have to get a fish together with milk. The only one we saw right now is the Ben of Chaya, that is Machma.
Even the Ben of Chaya, only is Basha.
It's Basha, only is Basha, right, only is Basha. Okay, butter is, we'll talk about butter in a second, okay? So, there's a Tshuva and Rav poem that's from Ben of Chaya. In Chedik Beis in Yeridea Simin Yud, he says that you should make machma and bedogim with cholov. Doesn't make a difference if you use it with milk or with cheese or with butter. No problem. The prima godim.
No problem or machma.
Oh, you should be machma. The Pinagadim Yodea over here in Mishra Zav Sifkan Gimel and Aruch Chaim in Esh Avon beginning Kufan Gimel says Dagim and Chalav is Sakana, you shouldn't do it, but with butter there's no Sakana. So that's why Mr. Adler brought down in Europe, he says butter is no problem. Today butter, correct me Rabbi Fishman if I'm saying wrong, that butter today has milk today in it today. Today all butter was just plain butter. Today, all butter today, I'm told, has mixture and be very, you know, if you're not on Chob Yisrael, so it says in Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Tes Vav in Yodea, you know, Chob Yisrael as well, there's three categories. There's milk, there's cheese, and there's butter. So milk, you can, some people are machmer milk, cheese, and maker. Some people are machmer on milk and cheese, but they make on butter. Because butter is the most kudic thing. But and so a lot of people who are machmer on Chob Yisrael, they make on Chob Yisrael, but the maker on the not have Chob Yisrael butter. But today I understand that most Chob Yisrael butter on the market today is a mixture of milk in there. Is that correct?
A lot of people told me there's milk in there. Could be cheese.
Fat from the cheese they put into the
plate. Right. Isn't it? Told me there's milk with cheese. So maybe it's cheese, same thing.
So then if you're not on cheese, then you have the problem of butter also. But anyway, so but the old time butters that didn't have milk in there or cheese in there, so that they were married the Pimgons of the Shim Machma. There's a tshuva from Avadi Yosef in Yichave Das Chelik Vav Simen Ches, and same thing speaks out to Kafachayim on Simen Pei Zayin Simkon Chav Dalet that says that the many mekilim that by butter everyone is meko. If these names, the names of Swam I never heard of. Take a look in there. All right. So he comes out, he says like this. This guy comes out, La Locha. That he says to the Svadim, the people are the real Svadim, they should be Machmer. He comes like this. There are many, that by the Svadim, someone's a Hemis of Svadi, he should be Machmer on having milk and cheese, should not cook together with fish. However, butter, even the Svarim can make those. Then he speaks out to Kavachayim. Because that's the bigger Svarim. But us Ashkenazim are not to make them on anything. Side of milk, side of butter, cheese, we're make to have, to have it together, you have to cook together, there's no problem. So only the real Svarim, because they have some of the Svarim Shapreskim and Machman. But we. Huh?
Svarim, okay.
It's interesting, Sam Seifer in the Tshuva in Yerdeya Tzimim Kufala, the Sam Seifer speaks out that the Rambam did not bring down the din of Dagim with Cholov. So you see, the Rambam was a Rav Guver before, as he says, and all the Tivius. And he found, and the Rambam sits here sitting down, he found the Nishtana Ateva in these Inyanim. So Mela, it's not also Bechlab is one of them. So Mela, from Seifer's Brenna Ashkenazi, so Mela, he held the Dina, there's no problem whatsoever. This halacha of Nishtana Ateva, when you say Nishtana Ateva, that's what I'm going into now. So Mela, Dina, for us Ashkenazim, there's no reason to be Machba. And just the Svadim have a reason to be Machmer for milk and cheese, but butter, even they can be Maker.
Right. Even if it's not cooked,
they
should
be Maker. Even if it's not cooked together, they should still be Maker. Well, they're Machmer constant, yeah. Even if it's not cooked, anything. No, if they have laksa and cream cheese, they should be Machmer, right, yeah. Okay.
The cheese.
Cheese, yeah. Alright. The Indian Ishtana Ateva, when do we say Ishtana Ateva? When don't we say Ishtana Ateva? Where do we find such a mocker in Ishtana Ateva? I mean, Chazal said something, how can you change? So there's a Taisis. A Taisis is a few places in the Shas. Taisis in Mari Kadni Rauf Amr Rauf. Taisis says, the Gemara says, fish. When you catch fish, when's the best time to eat fish, the Gemara says, is right before the fish rots. That's the best time when the fish is the best. That's when you should eat the fish. Rashi speaks out, says Klima, that Yafi, when it takes the best of fish, Lachazman Shinitza Yaitza, Mahi Shaita Benitza. If you want to eat fish, the best time to, you want to enjoy it, to have a good kishmak of fish, eat it right before it gets rotten, but don't eat it when it's first caught. That's not the time to eat it. If you want to enjoy fish, enjoy it right before it gets rotten. That's what the Gemara says in my cut. It's a bush and war.
Cook,
whatever it is. Cook, whatever it is.
All right.
So Taisa speaks out. Taisa says, Bizman Azam, Taisa Sakonya Mecha Sama Chasichan. We take on to eat fish right before it gets rotten. It's Sakonya for you. The Shema, the Taisa ends off, and Shema, Nishtana, Kumaya, Fuis, Nishas, Shaini, Taisa, Manazah. We say Nishtana, Teva, and today we know fish tastes better when it's caught, right when it's fresh. But when it's right before it's rotten, it's the worst time to eat it, you can get sick and so on. That's what Taisa says. So Meda, we say Nishtana, Teva.
Meat is the same
thing. Yeah, he's not talking about meat, talking about fish, okay? Same thing sticks out, Taisa, that's Taisa in my cotton. Taisus in Avodah Zarah, in the Fein Zayin, in the Chabdal Rama Beis, Taisus says, the Gemara says over there, that a parah and a chamar, if the parah chamar is 3 years old, and it has a baby after 3 years old, we say that baby that's born, it needs Yassi Paitis. Why? Because before then, it doesn't give birth. We know for sure this is the firstborn. Because if 4 or 3 years old, a par chamar will not give birth. So if we see the par is 3 years old, and gives birth, we take on this as the first child it's having. And it needs a pin, it needs a, you have to fight it. So it takes this akasha. Ay, ma'isim choyim. We see par gives birth, and when it's 2 years old, also gives birth. Shema, par bashtei shanim, also you read it. So it says, vadein asher nishtana eis. Kumar shedaris v'shein, it's nishtana teva. Same thing speaks out, Taisa the Chulun, after Mzayin, or Ralph, the same thing. You say, the Zinyan, on the Shtan, say, hey, you speak from the Rishonim, the very Shtan HaTeva. And this halacha, Shtan HaTeva, goes far reaching both ways, side of Kula, side of Chumrah. For instance, and then we'll have to say guidelines when you say the Shtan HaTeva and don't say the Shtan HaTeva. The Mechadis says, in Shin Chav, in Hicha Shabbat, Shin Chav Ches, Tif Yudzayim, the Mechabit says, you're not Mechal Shabbos, for it's a deraisa, and Shifa Sivit Zayin, the Sakon said, you're not Mechal Shabbos, for someone who's Sakon is a Parshas. For someone who's just Sakon is Eva, then Zin is, you're not Mechal Shabbos, it's a deraisa, only the Abonim. You know, it's a Mechabit, it's only the Yehudi, last of the Refuah. And the Mechal Shabbos, it's a deraisa, I feel the Yeshua Sakon is Eva. Sakon is Eva says, Hashem's going to lose a hand, a foot, that's not Sakon. If someone breaks his foot or breaks their hand on Shabbos, you're not Mechal Shabbos. The right to only Yisrael Rabbanan. Even Yisrael Rabbanan, there's days in the Shulchan Aruch. But the Maitre for the right is you're not Mechal for Sakon Seva. Zot, Rav Shlomo Zalman, in the Sprint of the Shulchan Shabbos Bechosai, Perek Lav Gimel Sif Kontes, notes the Tshuva, in Sitcha Rieza, in Simon Tazval, Simon Yudai's test, he says, the da'at that right from today is, there's no Sakon Seva that doesn't, not Korach Hudai, with Sakon Sefashis. That we say Nishtan HaTeva. Because today, if someone breaks the arm, we know today, Kashom can affect an artery. Someone can break a leg, and all can get infection. It can be Sakon Sefashis. Anyone who breaks the arm or breaks the leg, it's Shash Sakon Sefashis. And maybe even though Chazal says Sakon Sefashis, there's no Sakon Sefashis. But today we know through the medical personnel, everyone will tell us, it's a double Pashis, that things are Nishtana, and today you Mechal Shabbos, even for Sakon Sefashis.
You're not an operation. Are you?
Depends. If the doctor says you need it right now, Sakon Sefashis, you do. Not. Depends. We're talking about Yitzim Mechal Shabbos. Today, if you have a Gresh doctor doing, then it's different. Okay. That's one halacha. So you see, it's the Shtana HaTeva to Mechal Shabbos.
Rabbi, did the arteries move?
Huh?
Did the arteries move?
No, they didn't move. What happened exactly? I don't know. But that's what they said. Okay? Another halacha. The Mechabit says in Simen Shin Lamed. Then Shin Lamed, it says in Siv Zayin, Avlad Shinayled Aitzel Lakotzacha. Child is born, you do anything you need. That's a full term. It's been test. Test. That's in the Chal Shabbos for a child. It's only a Ben test or a Zayin or 7 months. But let's say baby is born 8 months. I suffer from Zion Bechet. Hey, Michalov. Elegant government starts to put it. The child is born after 8 months from time he came pregnant. Then dinner is, you're not Rechal Shabbos because you take on the child's for sure going to die. That's what the Rechabbos says, unless we know a government starts upon him. So if the child is born after 8 months, the Rechabbos says, you let the baby die because you know this baby is not going to live. That's the Gemara, and that's the Rechabbos here in Simon Shalamet Zayin. Zot, 1 second. Zot the Tshuva Michas Yitzchak. For 8 month baby. Why? Because they were not bucking what's called Gomer Sari Tzipanov, and made it Michal Shabbos for all children. However, the Chazani says differently. Chazani in Yeridea, in Simon Kufnun Hei Sif Kondalad, and also in Avenezer, Kufta as well, Sif Kondalad says, Akshav Nishtana Teva, he says. Today is Nishtana Teva. And according to the doctors, an 8 month baby can live. Today you have incubators, today you have ways to keep the baby going. So maybe they, and we know for a fact they do live. I think Morris says not. Still today we say Shnana Atava. That's what Chazani says in 2 places. Interesting, I just say Chiddush Gadol from Nishmas Avraham, from Shlomo Zalman. Nishmas Avraham quotes from Shlomo Zalman that says a Chiddush Gadol. In order for Zalman to say such a big Kiddush, he said, even if you know the baby is going to die, you know the baby comes out and you know for sure the baby is not going to live, you're Mechal Shabbos to that baby. Why? Still in the Beis Chelem, the Mechal to Mechal Shabbos, because we're afraid that the doctors will be starting Zalo, the children could live also. Let's say a child is born with some type of heart defect. You don't want the child, the parents to suffer the rest of life taking care of his child. Let the child die. So it's a fate of other children. Even you know this child won't live, you mechuyav to Michal Shabbos in the hospital to try to save the child. You know the baby's not going to live. It's still Michal Shabbos because of other children. Because there'll be mezalzo, the child, and children, sick children. So in Mela, you mechuyav to Michal Shabbos even the child won't live. That's the Chiddush Gadol from the Shlomo Zalman. We see another case again. That by Ben Ches, you see such thing in Shtana Teva to Michal Shabbos. Another case. Sakonas going blind. That's a separate Kiddush. That's a separate Kiddush I just threw in here. But the Maisa, we're talking about a deeper thing. Ben Ches, we say in Shtana Teva, the baby lives. Another thing. The Chabbos says in Shin Chav Ches, that Siftest, that Sakonis Eva, someone going blind, Sakonis going blind, is Sakonis Afoshis. But today, there's a Machlokes in the Peskim, is someone going blind today, if you don't, Michal Shabbos, we know today it's not Sakonis Afoshis. So the Tshuva, in Yabi Aina, in Chayim Gimel, Yodzei Simon Chav Gimel, he says, Sakonis Via is only suited Sakonis Eva. And not Michal, only Dabon. Even though Michal says, that going blind is a chashi, the Sif says, a chashi beina beina yeshatzir, if his eye is bleeding and so on, in Michal Shabbos, but that's only if Hashem, the eye itself is coming out. But just going blind alone is not considered sakon sefoshes. So maybe not Michal Shabbos and so on, is Hashem going blind. The Gemara says, going blind is what is the sakon sefoshes? So he says today, he brings down. So the place can speak out that the din is today that it's a shtana teva. We know today that a person just, if his eyes chashon falling out the whole eye, it's a sakon sefoshes. But just going blind, we say it's not sakon sefoshes, and we say shtana teva, and the mela you're not mechal Shabbos for that. Interestingly, that's what the Nishmas Avraham quotes from Rabbi Yashiv. However, there's a tshuva in Sitzel Yehazah chelik yitzes. And Simch of Beis, and also Chaim of Beis, Simch of Gimel, he says going blind is also Sakon Sefashi. He's allowed Mechav Shabbos to save someone's eyesight. But the Maisa, the Voyage, and other place given seems to hold not like that. It also seems to from Zam from another place, he doesn't like that. But he's still over here, the Shana Teva is the other way around. The more it says going blind is Sakon Sefashi. And here we say, Shana, we know from all the doctors today, that's not Sakon Sefashi. The person can have a steam eye dog, to go with his cane and so on. It's not one fish. So it's not so you see, as the Shana Teva, you're not Michal Shabbos. Another case. Yeah, what?
Karas HaFarshis consumes Tameis.
That's not the reason why.
Right.
Is another okay.
That would be called the Shana.
Who?
Is the new technology that's called the Shana Tera?
Yes, today we see different. We know from medical, we see now that. Another case. I just want to mention two more cases. What?
But they didn't have those things.
That doesn't make a difference. Today they say that this person, I Chazal, said the Sakana, and now we see not Sakana, we say Mishtana Teva. That's what the place we say. Alright. Another halacha. It says in Mechaba, in Simeon, Shinlam, and Hilchos Shabbos again. In Shinlam and Aleph, the Mechaba says that Eisen kol tzorcha mila b'Shabbos ma'ilan parim ma'itzvim. You do all tzorcha mila on Shabbos. You do mila, priya, and mitzvah. And you put on bandages. So mishabur being down, the ma'itzvim. Alpha gav the idea mitzvah. Hadam nika mechaburim. You know when you squeeze, you suck out the blood. You take blood out to chaburim. You have it like chayvul. You have it the right of chavola. Alpha pekim ma'itzvim. Mishum sakon avlach. So you mitzvah down because the more it says on Shabbos. That if you don't do mitzitza, it's a kind of a child. So therefore, you have to do mitzitza on Shabbos, even though it's in Geir, Chilul Shabbos. That's what the Mishmur is on, which is on Furshi Gemara. Because it's first you saw in Mishnayis, and Perik Yates, when you read Lazar Demila, Sivka Nav, he says that the Chayyid doctors today say that doing mitzitza, Adraba, it's a kind of a child. It's very not healthy. It's not,
sanitary,
and it could be an infection. If I can't, you shouldn't. And we trust the doctors on many things. Yeah, I mean, the Mechaber says later on, the Shinlam Elv says today, it used to be in time, the whole Sukkot Gemara in Erev about warming up water on Shabbos for a bris. The Mechaber says like this, interesting Mechaber, and Shinlam Sifes. Is man chachmi a gemara im lehoye rechtsim savlad lefnei mila lachmi le b'yam ha-shah b'yam shlishi mila l'mayim chaim ha-yisukin. If you didn't wash the child before the bris, after the bris, and the third day after the bris, the child was in danger. And made it so we're matzah to warm water on Shabbos. Yidna, v'inaga v'chitza klal. Today we don't do it today. Why? Because today is Nishtana Teva, like the Mishmu Sikzan Sikkon Lam Rauf, Nishtana Teva, and today it's not Sakana, you don't have to wash the child. So you see, Nishi, we do that, we do this, you don't want water, we don't do it today. So Zakta, and also, and see, comment wrong, we listen to the doctors, and the doctor says Sakana, so why do we do Batita? And we say, come to Nishtana Teva. So he says, when ain't laws in Dibbe Chazal. So he says, Yah, Ruchutim Tzitzah on Shabbos. Even though we say common things, Mishtana Teva, but since Kalacha Moshe Mishinai, or it's because we Chazal say it's because of Nefashir, so we say Tzakana, we're after Mishana. So we see, in this item, we say, you don't say Mishtana Teva. So what's the exact guideline? Another case, one more case, then we'll say the Chilukim. In your idea, in Simon and Zion, Sif Kod Yitches, Sif Yitches, the Ramos says like this, Kol Mokon Shuvade Treifa, you know for sure animals are Treifa, and we know Treifa in a Chaya, Yubes Chayish, Treifa doesn't live 12 months, but we know that this Afish Shadi, that even if the animal lives more than 12 months, V'chai also, you know, it's still a treifa. Say treifa and a chaya. You know, with Steve Matisse, he's going to just live more than 12 months. It's negaya. Kama aloch is this man is there. It's negaya. The whole tumor going on now in negaya meat in Costa Rica. Some of the animals, they say, the animal gets bloated. What they do is they stick a needle in the stomach to take away. In Uruguay, well, yeah, so South America, okay? Some of the animals are shy, there's a shayla, if the animals are trapers or not, and the animals are healthy. There's some farms that have you know, a lot of times when the cows give birth, you cut open the stomach to take out the baby. When you cut open the stomach, you make it into the chafer. And this animal could live, even if you cut open the stomach, it could live many more years. And we all, it's one of Yitzchak's chafer, cut open the stomach is one of Yitzchak's chafers. Even though Chazal say, I can see the Yitzchak's chafer, and it's a Shtana Teva, whatever the reason is, So we say, you're not allowed to eat from this animal. The animal is considered a trefa. Even though for sure the animal is going to live, because Chazal said so. So we see it also in Ishtana Teva. So what's exactly the guidelines here? He said this in Ramshik. Ramshik says this in Yerdei Simesh from Dalad, also the Chuvah, Binyatsin, and Simchav Gimel, and Chav Dalad. They both say the same story. When you say Nishtana Teva, and only say Nishtana Teva. If it's something that's halacha mashim sinai, like Trefus, it's halacha mashim sinai, or Mitzitza. Chazal said this is a sakana, claw. That Chazal taught for all generations, you have to do Mitzitza. If not, if I can't be more sensitive, if a male is not, doesn't do Mitzitza, Mavir away. One of them called Marashim Sinai. Ramshik called the Bini Sinai and says Halacha Marashim Sinai. But the one calls it Marashim Sinai, the other one calls it Sakon Sefarshis. Chazal says Sakon Sefarshis, we don't change around with Chazal, so we don't play around with Sakon Sefarshis. So anything with Sakon Sefarshis, Sakon Sefarshis, all Nishtana Teva, Halacha Marashim Sinai, we don't listen to what the doctors say. However, something which is not either or, not the cause of fashion, something which the umdana would take on, Chazal would say, so we see the cause of fashion. Then later on we can say Nishtana Teva, so Marshall, for instance, the case we mentioned by blindness. Today we know it's not the cause of fashion. It's not a lack of fashion. See, I would assume that blindness could be the cause of fashion, but today we see it's not the cause of fashion. You're not Michal Shabbos. Or the other cases we mentioned the case of Sakon Seva. Sakon Seva.
The doctors are saying for care doesn't make a difference.
Huh?
That's not what we do on Shabbos.
What do you mean?
On Shabbos, we go with the doctor. You know, let's say Chazal say it's not a Chazal here. It's not a Chazal.
So this is the doctor, the Chassam Sefer, the many Jewish say that most of the doctors can make is into a suffix. Doctors, because they change constantly. From there to you see constantly doctors change their opinions on many things. Most of the doctors can do is make into stuff and not into a vaday. So Chazal said clearly, or it's halacha or it's a cause of this is clearly sakana, mavir lei. You have to fight it, so if someone doesn't do it. I'm telling you, so that's what Chazal says. What can I do? Alright. So that's the story of Gabe Halacha of Mishtana Teva. If it's Halacha which is Sinai, or Chazal said clearly, this is the story of all generations Sakana, then you don't listen to the doctors. But let's say, the Stam is Hashor B'Yam, this is Sakana, not Halacha which is Sinai, then we listen then to the Greifim. That's the story that the place can speak out.
What about milk and fish?
Milk and fish, we hold not Sakana. We also have to cut it. It's not Ashkim Ashkarad in mind. Because it's Machlekes. So we all do it.
Right. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, so we hold it. Many of them hold it back. It's the first it's pushing, they say. And that is okay. The Svadim are very much.
Right. The Gal said that when you break the legs or it's not, it's not a
problem. No. No, don't listen to the doctors. Not Chazal.
Now, what was the criteria originally? It was a Sakon Sefer.
By Mitzitza, but the other things they say only Sakon Sefer is not Sakon Sefer, but it's not a 100% Muslim.
Even though you're
Sakon Sefer, yeah.
But if a Sakon Sefer used to be a Sakon Sefer, you could still say Nishtana nowadays that it's not.
Like
by the blindness.
Yeah.
So Chazal used to say it was Sakon Sefer. I thought we don't change that.
Well, even then, there's a whole shadow because it could be if the eye doesn't fall out, then even Chazal would say that's the Shmuz by itself. Alright. Cool. Alright. Now discuss about waiting 6 hours. Where the marker comes if you have to wait 6 hours from after the milchitz, after flesh is milchitz. The marker of this is the Gemara Chulin, that's Kufei Amar Aleph. The word says gufa. Amar Chizda, Amar Chizda, Acha Baska, also less Elachavina. If you have meat, you now have afterwards cheese. So Amar Chizda Pistik Mover, Amar Marufa, Anola Hamilta Chala Bachamra. For this thing, vinegar. Vinegar, the son of wine. Why? The Gabi Alekas prepared my father. So Rashi says that the dozan a gruah may obi. This is something I'm worse than my father. Kachemis ben yain, like vinegar, son of wine. Why? Ila Abba kevacha bisu. My father used to eat meat. He waited, Rashi says he waited 24 hours. If he had meat, he waited, before he had milk, he waited 24 hours. He waited exactly, makes late. Elan Noah, Bahas Kedusa Huda Achina. If I had meat, I didn't have milk right away. Achina, Lestuda Achina, Achina. But I waited the next meal, I ate. So it doesn't say anything about 6 hours here. It just says Mesuda Suda, so it doesn't explain what's called Mesuda Suda. So what's called Mesuda Suda? Taisa speaks out over here. Taisa speaks out over here in Kufay Givamaska Sudasa. Lava Sudusa Vegan lasts the Hakashal Avis. We're not talking about a meal that you have one meal in the morning, one meal in the evening. I feel the alpha and silk, I feel from Beer Mutter like Pugabanan. Taisa Sheet is. As soon as I finish eating flesh eggs, I wash, and I bench, I'm a salak, and I bench, he doesn't say we're benching, but the Mechaber speaks about benching, then the din is, you're allowed to eat milk right away. That's Tosfos Shita. As soon as I wash, you're allowed to have right away. And that's, the Mechaber brings down as a daya, the Ramo brings down as a daya. The Ramo says that Yeshayimim, they speak on the hand and say, "Shalit, you don't have to wait 6 hours to have milk. So, niyad and silik or beer, bechus or mazon, muta de knuch adocha. If I wash my mouth, wash my hands, wash my mouth, then I bench. Then the dinners, you're allowed to right away have milk. That's sheet of faces. And the sentence not only places like that. The Balmor holds like that. The Yehazi holds like that. The Mutz holds like that. And the Yireim holds like that. And that's what more brings down the day like that. The Shach speaks out in Sifkon Hay, according to Shita's Taisus, that he brings out Mashal, that let's say, according to this day, if let's say you do not bench, that even all day, you need Suda Acheres, you have to get bench. The sentence speaks out Taz Sifkon Gimel, and he says you need Tknuch Vadocha. The Daka Tshuva brings down, however, if he's not Kness Tagdela, if I didn't bench, then you have to, if you wait in Meis Leis, then you can have milchix. The Shach speaks out, all this in the Shittus Taisus. The Shach speaks out that if you ate basa without a suda, let's say I didn't wash my mitzi. So it's no bechas amazin. So what's the siluk? I say bech achreina. I say bein afashas. So I'll make it, whatever I have, that's siluk, the siluk also. Yad Yehuda adds on. Yad Yehuda cuts the siluk. Let's say I had only less than a kazayis of meat. There's no bech achreina. So he says that if you had less than the kazayas, so as long as his side is not getting anymore, that's still a silik, then he can still like a suda cheres, and he can have milchitz right afterwards. That's the shittas, it's all this in shittas atrices. That as soon as you finish eating meal, you bench, or you make bracha chayna, you sound together, the dinner is, you can have milchitz right away. Second shita, there are six shittas. Second sheet is Ramah, brings down the Sifah, he brings down Mishem the Ara, Mishari Dura, and then he speaks out to Yisra Hetzer, the Lavush Mishem the Smad, that you should wait 1 hour. 1 hour from the time of meat, you should make, wait 1 hour. He says, Amir Apashin is Elo, Acha, Lahantan Acha Kiris Basa, Shah Achas. You wait 1 hour. Acha Kvini, Knavim. And it's in Havach. Also, again, you have to make a, you have to bench afterwards, or say Bracha Chayin afterwards.
Time from the benching?
Huh?
You count the time.
Well, time from the, right now we're talking about, you finish the Lashon of Ramayas, the time finished meat, You wait 1 hour, don't count milchus. As long as it's got a bracha achrayna. We'll still talk about it. Home achrayna, we'll get to that soon. The third shita is the sefer called Mizmor David. It's brought down in the Darkei Tshuva in Sifkan Rav. He says that many places they wait only 3 hours, even in the summertime. Why? Because since the Mechabes says being Suda Suda, so in the winter time, let's say for instance Shabbos, you sometimes God tell you have the meal at noontime, 12 o'clock you have your meal, and then 3 o'clock you have Shal Shudas. So sometimes in the summer and winter time, it's only 3 hours apart from one Suda to another Suda. Since the Mechabes doesn't, since the Gemara doesn't mention 6 hours has been Suda Suda, so Mela, the chance to have 3 hours, they Suda Suda. So therefore, even in summertime, even though let's say sometimes a lot longer, but still 3 hours is enough, and then you can have milk service. That's where the Ekkes have this minute. It's probably the Mokka of the Ekkes where they have 3 hours from milk, from Fleishiks to Milchiks. The third Shita, the fourth Shita is a Pichadash. The creator of Sifkan Gimel brings down a Pichadash that says that you should wait 4 hours. He learns that Suda, the Gemara, talking about, it's not 3 hours, 4 hours. And for the same reason, because it says in the winter time, see, once the another Suda is 4 hours. Three holds, 4 hours.
Get 4 hours in winter.
Huh?
It's impossible, 4 hours.
I'm telling you what he says. This is what Pichar says, okay?
He's down in early.
Alright?
Well, down in early.
The fish shooter is a Biagra. Biagra over here in Sifkan days. Biagra speaks out. It speaks out over here that Ashur Shishas, the beginning of 6 hours already could. He says, the Suda Shachas of Tamchom Bishur Shishas. And if you look in the Magavram, in Archaim Sinkuftan Zion says, beginning of 6 hours, that's the Suda Tamchom. So Mela, from the Goyim Eistais, that the sixth hour, you can have start having fleshes. There's a tshuva.
No,
it's only milk.
That's after the fifth.
Huh?
After the fifth.
Yeah, usually it's six after fifth. You know? What do you mean?
Beginning of six.
No, it's five hours and 1 minute. You're allowed to have already according to the girl. One second. I saw also in Shuvah Devar Yatzev, that's from the Klausenberger Rebbe, because the Rebbe brings down in Chelek Zayin, Stim and Stamach Tess, he says that in his Shuvah, they were never matched with the 6 hour they would make already. There's any time from after complete 5 hours, they want to dive exactly 6 hours. It's 5 and a half hours, 5 and 3 quarters, 5 hours and a minute. Once it came, it's 5 hours. In his fever, they want Machpid on the 6 hour. Which the mocker is probably the girl. He doesn't say where he gets the mocker from. So he brings down Zoya, he brings down Kabbalah, he brings down a whole bunch of things.
Zoya is
one. Huh?
Jewish for the other.
So maybe Arizal, being from Arizal, being not from Kabbalah's one, which I didn't say was talking.
You can't get more Kabbalah than
the other. No, Arizal is probably more Kabbalah, okay? The sixth Shita is a Mechabes Shita. Mechabes says in Siman Peites, in Sifalov, Och HaBotza, Afil HaShachai, V'Oyek, even chicken, V'Yechol Green Achlov, Ad Sheyisha, Shei Shois. You have to wait, and him I says, that's the 6 hours shloimus. Afilim, Shah, Kishir, that's Shinaim, so you have to take, Shinaim, you have to take, right, Allah, so Tinnik, so Ham, Del, so Sway. And the end of Jamor, and Jamor ends off, yes, Medagakin, Lahampin, Shei Shois, Achach, his boss, Lavina, many people Medagak, the Chayna, Halasis. That's how Paskins, you should wait 6 hours. The Shach and Sifkan Ches speaks out, it brings down Chayn Kosu Mashal. Anyone has a Reach Shalterer, he brings up a Mashal, you have to wait 6 hours. The same thing brings down Pimagodim, Sisadar Sifkan Ches, Crazy Plate, Chach Masadam, and Klam Mem, Aitzi Gimel, Achashim Sifkan Zayin, Shalom Kodesh, and Chavetz Chaim, Mitzchay Yisrael, Paraglam Gimel. He says, make up there, the Chavetz Chaim ends off, make up there, Oyvah Mishum HaTitish Tarisim Mecha. So Mela, It comes out across the board, come out all price come out. 6 hours has to be shlema. 6 complete hours.
I'm calling Chametz Chaim.
I'll keep it tight to all the generations. We always kept 6 hours. Don't change it now. 1 second. I'm getting to everything. Be patient. We just started. This year is going to continue next week. We need that also because there's a lot to say. Alright, Rambam Shita. What is the Rambam hold like this? Famous Rambam, everyone says 5 hours a minute, 5 hours and 31 minutes. Let's see what the Rambam says inside. The Rambam says, Machot Yisurit, Perek Tes, Halacha Chochess. He says, Misha Ocha Basa Betchila, Ben Basa Behema, Ben Basa Aif, Vayecha Acha of Cholov. He shouldn't eat right away after its milk. He shouldn't eat right away after its milk. Achi Yibinen, Kideshir Sudacheris. Like the Shira Sudacheris. It's Kamoi right around 6 hours. So he says, Kamoi Sheshois. This Kamoi Sheshois, what does it mean exactly? What does it mean, Kamoi Sheshois? So they found Machlaikis in the Paiskim. So Dagamarvada, over here in Simon Peites, the Rava says, Shatan the Rambam is. In the 6th hour, now it's 5 hours and a minute, already you can have milk ready. You don't need shoish, 6 hours shleimim. That's what the Dogma speaks out. The Biki Yosef and Sifkan Gimel learns different shot completely in the Rambam. He uses the Pichodesh. The Pichodesh says that labda after 6 hours, like in summertime, wintertime, sometimes you find the days are short. So even 4 hours also is called Kamachi Shoish. 4 hours also enough. He learns that like that. So that's also called the Suda. Suda, according to the Rambam, and Slavdav Kisheshois. So he learns Shabbat the Rambam, according to Dagmar, learns Shabbat the Rambam means 5 hours and a minute. And the Kisheshois learns in the Rambam, it means 4 hours. And after 4 hours, already can have ready milchitz. However, let me finish. Yeah. However, the Kisheshois ends off, he says, that you should be machmir to wait 6 shoy shlemis. Sorry, winter time, so summertime, and that's the minute great item. And when Moshe once said, they said, someone asked 6 hours. I had a Rambam. He says, there are more pastors like a Rambam. He says, in the Chaynag and Lion Asses. I mean, that's the commercial shoys. But my son, Machabe doesn't mean that Rambam Shita, it says, Shay shoys. You Shay shoys. Ramo says, Shay shoys. So even though there's a Rambam sheet, the commercial shirts, if I decide a Mechaba and Sarah Moore, Paskin not like that. So mainly it says, we're not knowing like the Rambam. So that's what they do in certain yeshivas, or certain places of night, you know, 5 hours a minute, even though there's a marker for that, but Ladina, the person certainly should be Machma and keep 6 hours. Any question on what I said to now?
What is the, what are they based on? It doesn't have to do something with the digestion.
That's the reason why. We'll get to that soon. Okay. When does...
Rebbe's mouth put in 6 hours?
Yes, we are.
6 full hours?
6 full hours, yes.
What about the Tanu, though?
Tanu, we're not talking today. Next minute, let's talk about Tanu, we'll talk about Chaylam. We'll get to that. Right.
What do you do if you hold 6 hours,
yeah,
and you go to a yeshiva for 5 and a half,
yeah?
What do you say with him?
I don't know, ask him.
It
doesn't say that anywhere. I'm just calling him a Chaba, I'm calling him Amor. 6 hours flat.
No, but they serve supper, Lake serve supper within the 6 hours. If you don't get into those doors by that time, that's it.
It's
3 hours.
So you have to change your
minhag
because if you go to the mavar, they won't serve you. The shiur won't serve you. When the yeki marries a guy keeps 6, or vice versa.
No, talking
about the wife. The wife has to keep what the husband keeps.
First, the
yeki wasn't
on the shachas.
If
you're a rabbi, 3 hours.
Yeah, but if you're a messiah, your messiah is 3 hours. That's all. If you're a messiah, it's 3 hours. That's it. When do you count 6 hours? Do you count it from benching, they count to finishing meal. Let's say, for instance, you have shalom. Last day, you have shalom You had challenge, you finished your challenge at 12 o'clock. What you sat and had dessert, your ice cream or dessert, or his rush is there, you went to Shevet Brothers, or let's say you're stump schmoozing, and sometimes you can finish the challenge by 12 o'clock, you don't finish till 1 o'clock. When you count the 6 hours, you go to a chasana. Chasana is during the day, you want to eat some milk afterwards. When you count, sometimes from time you eat the meal, until you go benching, it could be an hour to out. They didn't come between, you can wait an hour to between. When you count the 6 hours? The Shach speaks out over here in Sifkam Gimel. It says, "Kosel Aram Shintar Shiev of Shoras Maisis Mash Masirei Amachila." Right, says from the Shach, you count from the time you finish eating, and it then speaks out the Dogma Vava takes on to the Shach. It says, "Right, says from the Shach that he holds that 6 hours you count from Saif Achilas Basa." He counts 6 hours to the time he Basa to eat milchik. Later.
So not from
benching. Not from benching. You count from the time you eat basa, from finishing basa, you count 6 hours to eating milk. So let's say, you count 6 hours, you want to start milk. Let's say you have a shmurkes, you go to serve milk, they serve a four spice, a pound of fish for the four spice. You only have to count 6 hours of time you eat milk. So let's say from time you even though you start your second meal of milk, but you don't start milk right away, as long as you go back to time eating milk, that's what Dogma Vava says. So therefore, if you have a lengthened the dessert, a lengthened beginning of the meal before you start eating milk, you count 6 hours directly from the flesh, from flesh to eating the milk. That's the shita of the Shach says in Dogma Vava. However, the Chashulchan in Sifkon Dal argues. He says that the Rosh starts from Seifa Suda, not from finishing the meat. Because what's the Lashon? He's died from Lashon HaGemara. The Rosh is the Lashon HaGemara, from Suda, it says Mesuda Suda. So it means the time you're benching until it's time to start your next meal. So he just says a deed from the Gemara, if you don't count from time eating meat, you count time from benching. Because that's Seifa Suda. That's the Lashon HaGemara. The only one I saw a little bit like the Aruch HaShulchan is the Yad Yehuda. Yad Yehuda says, when you count to 1 hour, and Sifkon Yirah, for him, Sim Pei Tes, that you wait, when you count to an hour, according to those Shittas, you count to an hour, you count for the time, the hour, when you finish benching, not when you finish eating the meat from benching. He says that in the 1 hour part, but doesn't say you get 6 hours.
The reason that you have to wait for whatever the time lapse is on is that
because
the food doesn't get, the food is still in the system, or
that's okay. Good. That's the that's what we're talking about now.
Well, I don't know. Is that do you say the Stana Tava was that also?
We'll get to that. Once we're going to that right now. Okay. All right. Now we have to inquire. Why do you have to wait 6 hours? And he said it's in all circumstances or not. Do you have time? I really don't have much time. I'll say something shorter. One second. Five, 6 minutes. Sure. Okay. All right. Why do you have to wait 6 hours? And he said, "All upon him." The Taz over here in Simon, in Simon Petes of Kadalov, the Taz says, "Two time him. Why wait 6 hours?" Rashi Chulin and Kufel and Al Rashi says that the Basa is Moitzi Shuman, the Unigbad Bepeh, a Moitzich Tam Adzman Orach. That's the Lashon Rashi. That the Shuman gets stuck into the mouth and takes 6 hours for it. It's a suda takes 26 hours to lose the time. That's the Shita Rashi. Rambam says in Machlokes Surah, we just mentioned my Rambam Perek Tes Halacha Chavches, because Batsa Ben Shinayim, it's called Batsa until 6 hours. And after the Surah ready Kemurcho, he says in Neishka Batsa Shinayim, and he saw the Kinoa. So Amela and Silak is Morcho, so you need six hours to get rid of it. What's the Nafkamina? So Taz says the Nafkamina between the time it will be, according to the first reason, Rashi's reason, let's say you choose something for a child. And you're not gonna swallow it. So he says according to Rashi Shita, since you just lice it to give it to make it soft for the child, you don't have to wait 6 hours. But according to Shitas Rambam, you have to make because basa ben shenayim. So when you chew it, it causes between the shenayim. So in Meir, you have to wait 6 hours. But the Taz ends off, even though it's an afkamina, he's in the same Yodina, you're machmash both reasons. So now he says, one of these apply, the other one will apply, still machmash both reasons. Another afkamina, will come out if after 6 hours, you still have to find Basra Shinayim after 6 hours. According to Rashi, you have to take it out. You have to take it out because it shouldn't be Moshe Yechem Otam. According to Rambam, you have to take it out because the time gets lost after 6 hours. You don't have to take me between your teeth. The Pilgrim speaks out, Mishmi Zog, and Sifkon Aleph, Radina, we hold like Rashi will tell you this. That's Negea, eating meat, chewing meat, and so on. What about if you have soup? You have chicken soup. You have chicken soup. What do you have to wait 6 hours after chicken soup? You don't have any chicken in the soup. All you have is the flavor of chicken there. You cook chicken in that with the and you only have the soup. So cook the pimi garden for chay. You don't have to wait 6 hours then because you don't have both reasons. Cook the pimi garden and mishpah zav sifkan alof and also piskashuva calls him here sifkan alof. They even tasha shabasa. Even also shach both reasons. You should be machma to wait 6 hours. Mishum leitlug and not be put together. That's the lashon of the Pesach Tshuva. The Daki Tshuva in Sifkan Yud and in Sifkan Chavez that says, let's say if you don't chew it, but let's say by, you put, by mistake, you put a piece of meat or chicken on your tongue. You don't chew it yet. You might say, wait, I don't want to conflate it now. My tongue got wet with a piece of chicken, a piece of meat. Do you have to wait 6 hours or not? Before then, if you spit out right away, he brings out from Shlomo Kluger that you don't have to wait six. You don't have to wait at any hour. All you need is kinuch v'adocha. And since he speaks out of Yankiv, in the Sefer Emes B'Yakov over here in Shlomo Peshet, he holds that if you just put it in your mouth by mistake and don't chew yet, you can spit out to kinuch v'adocha, and you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait at all. You can have right away in milchus. The Moshe and the Tshuva are going level wise. First, we're talking about having chewing meat. They were 6 hours. Then we talk about having chicken soup. We're mach for them. But we just put your mouth to wash it out. We have to take a vitamin. Let's say you have a vitamin pill that's made from liver. Kosher, what? No. What about if a person takes a vitamin out of a liver pill? So Moshe has a tshuva in your day, Chavei Sim Chavav. If someone has a vitamin pill that has liver in it, you don't have to wait, and if you want to have milk afterwards, you don't have to wait 6 hours at all. He says, you don't need a tshuva adocha. And it's not check all the time. It's not check, you're not chewing anything, you're not chewing meat. You're not even putting it on your tongue or anything. It's covered in a capsule. It's capsule form. So it's not check all the time. Plus, he says, you know what I mean? Chew it, just swallow it. So in Mela, since you only swallowed, it's the first 9 shakhs a minute of the Pimagon. Pimagon says, you have chicken soup, even though it's not shakhs the time in, that's at least you're swallowing it and so on, you're having time of basa. Here you're just having, since I have capsules, not shakhs, it's not shakhs a minute on this, it's a new thing. So in Mela, you don't have to wait 6 hours. You can have, after you have this pill of made from liver, you're allowed to have right away, milk is right afterwards. You don't need kruch. You don't need kruch adocha. What? No difference. Washing out your mouth, washing your hands, and
two things. Kruch adocha. Kruch adocha. Solid endless.
Solid. You have to wash your mouth. You have to eat something.
You just want to taste something.
What?
You're cooking. You just want to taste it and then spit it out. Is that the same pool?
If you're tasting it, you're just wearing your tongue, you mean?
Well, however, I never did it, but if people taste things,
depends how they taste it. Right. Spit it out, either put it on the lips and spit it out, you don't have to, you wash your mouth out afterwards. You need kruch hadocha then. You don't chew it.
Right, it's not chew it, it's liquid, is really what it is.
So you just spit out, you just spit out. Now, next week, I want to continue on this halacha. Do you want to talk about about cheese also weighing 6 hours? Is that those halachas already?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so go to that also, okay. All right, let's show next week.